The 9th-ranked World Boxing Council welterweight boxer has never fought in his homeland since turning professional in 2009 and has instead fought all his home bouts in neighboring Zambia under Oriental Boxing Promotions. However, the boxer's Zambian manager and promoter Christopher Maluna has revealed that they've approached the Zimbabwean authorities to have the World Boxing Council silver belt title holder defend his world championship in Zimbabwe.
He has won the WBC silver now. We are trying to defend it, and I feel that it is very important. I raised issues with the Honorable Minister that we have to work together to make sure that Manucci defends the title here in Zimbabwe.
Manucci has a five-year contract to fight in Zambia, and Maluna says the Minister of Sport and Recreation, Makosini Hlongwane, has received with enthusiasm the offer for the boxer to fight in Zimbabwe for the first time.
The minister is willing to make sure that that is done.
However, Maluna says the fight will only be on condition that Zimbabwe raises the close to $150,000, or else this bout will not take place in the country after all. But renowned boxing promoter Salim Maumau believes such a fight will remain a dream to Zimbabwe due to the current harsh economic environment in the country. He says boxing is almost viewed as a charity venture in Zimbabwe.
It is the economy, right, which does not attract charity, you know, contributions. You're not going to be easily charitable when the economy is melting down. So really, when the economy rises or is raised from its slumber, definitely you'll find that we will continue pouring our resources into the promotion of boxing.
For the past 10 years, Zimbabwe has failed to host an international boxing fight, while local tournaments have also disappeared due to the economic situation. The chairman of the Zimbabwe Boxing Board of Control, Paul Nenjerama, could not be reached for comment. Maluna says a number of boxing managers have been knocking on their door with the view of challenging Manucci for his newly won crown, but they are not rushing into any deals.
Automatically, big promoters are coming on board to try and challenge our boxer. That is one of the things. But we have to be very conscious and careful, because you can rush the boy into before he's prepared, and you end up losing even what you're supposed to be reaping.
Manucci is supposed to make his first mandatory title defense after 3 months. The Masingo-born boxer found himself 9th in the world after he outclassed Russia's Dmitry Mikhalenko to win the World Boxing Council welterweight silver title belt left vacant by Britain's Amir Khan. Manucci himself has paid tribute to his Zambian handlers, saying they did everything they could to ensure that he won the silver medal, which has put him close to a crack at the WBC gold title.
The preparations was so good. Was the manager, the trainer, they took me 2 months in the camp, and I was ready for the fight. We win as a team. Oriental Boxing Promotion, we are the best.
Before his fight against Mikhalenko, Manucci was 14th on the WBC world rankings. Maluna says their dream is to clinch a deal to fight WBC welterweight gold title holder Danny Garcia of USA before the end of this year. In soccer news, Dynamos will begin their new life without coach George Silva, who was sacked yesterday with a tough assignment against unbeaten FC Platinum at Rufaro Stadium on Sunday. Lloyd Mtasa has been thrust into the hot seat, but the former Kugona Kunenge Kudada coach would have wanted to play another team than FC Platinum, who are unbeaten league matches for a year. However, Dynamos fans are optimistic that Mtasa will change the team's fortunes after an indifferent period under Silva, in which Dimbare managed only 5 points from a possible 15 from 5 matches. The match between Dynamos and joint leaders is one of the many lined up for the weekend, with top of the table Capes United on a tough and away assignment at Haumine, who are coached by seasoned Kelvin Kaindu. Third-placed Islanders are also not guaranteed of maximum points when they make the trip to Selu to play against the Platinum Stars, who have been consistent since their premiership debut on April 4. The other matches on the menu are as follows. ZPC Kariba versus Mutare City Rovers, Border Strikers versus Wange, Blawa City versus Chapungu. At the same time, the Zimbabwe women's soccer team, the Mighty Warriors, are in South Africa for a high-profile international friendly match against South Africa's Banyana Banyana. The Mighty Warriors are using the match as part of their preparations for the 2016 Olympic Games, which are just about 3 months away. The South Africans, too, are also preparing for the Global Sporting Festival. After the South African encounter, Zifa have arranged another friendly for the Mighty Warriors against New Zealand. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.